Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it. You make it look more a hound dog.
Crying all the time. We need to do a segment called Song Dances, like, you know, songs that are dances.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm talking about? So, like, you know, you could talk about, you know, doing the hand jive.
Right, right.
Or, like, the bunny hop.
Right.
And then one of those would have to be do the French mistake.
Yes, that's perfect.
The French mistake.
That might be, now that you bring it up.
Okay, so we've been talking about the most unexpected endings.
Best movie endings.
Unexpected just, movie endings.
But
shocking movie endings.
Yeah. Yeah, surprising, shocking, or just plain well done. I think that's kind of my criteria. So, like I was saying, Alien had a great, well done ending, but it was just tense. But you kind of knew she was going to win. Like, it might have been better if Alien had killed her and then driven off in the lifeboat. That might have been a great
beep,
ending,
beep.
Right?
Beep beep.
But then you brought up what might be the
okay,
best
well,
ending.
Here's some other endings that we were talking about. Okay, so we were talking about the top five or top 10 endings.
We've got 10 more to go.
Greatest endings.
Yeah.
One I cannot believe isn't in that top 10
mm-hmm.
is Unusual Suspects.
I didn't say it wasn't in the top 10.
Okay.
It's not number one.
That one was like, oh my effing God.
Right. Yeah, that's not number one, and I thought it would be.
Okay.
So I brought up Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nightmare on Elm Street's a good one.
Yep.
Halloween is pretty terrifying.
That is good. That's a good one. Because he's disappeared.
Disappeared.
Alex brought up the end of Inception, which when I remembered it, I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good one. Because you don't know if it's a dream or not. Mm-hmm. And they don't tell you.
And then the one I believe should be number one, but is not, is Blazing Saddles. Because then all of a sudden they just start fighting.
That's a great
and
ending.
Fighting. And then they go to Hollywood. And then they ride off into the sunset. And then they get into a limo. And then they drive off, right? I mean, come on. Because that's perfect.
The fight
eating
scene
popcorn.
Is so epic. And then they go see their own movie. Second greatest
fight scene of all time.
Probably. We've done this. What's the first, yeah. What's the best fight
I believe
scene?
I believe it's A Quiet Man.
Yes. Yes, it is. That is, ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen The Quiet Man.
If you just go watch the last half an hour of The Quiet Man.
But, yeah, but it's a great movie all the way around, but just watch the last 30 minutes. They stop for beers, and they get, there's nothing bad about that movie.
Yes.
Nothing.
Yes. So other ones that have very interesting endings. What was the one with Tom Cruise? Where he's like, we're a good team. It turns out that he was an alien, that they were going in, and so they thought that they were saving the world from the aliens. And it turns out they were aliens. Tom Cruise.
I don't know.
So,
is that
but
one
you
like where they keep repeating.
Yes, but yeah. You find it. So he goes out.
No,
he goes out.
No. He wasn't an alien.
No, but he was a clone. It
no.
turned out that the aliens had made thousands of them,
a different movie than what you're talking about.
Do you know?
No, I'm talking about a different movie.
Yeah.
Okay, so the movie I'm talking about is
no
Tom
idea.
Cruise and this other one. Like, so
oh,
they're
yes,
in like a
yes,
pod,
yes.
and then he goes down and he sees himself down there, and so he
right.
kills him.
Yeah, in the Forbidden Zone.
Yes,
and
in
then
the
they go
zone.
And then they go look at, and they find and he finds out that, and then you find out that he was actually
an astronaut,
and then he got
cloned,
and they brought him back down.
Slim Pickens, by the way.
Slim yeah, Pickens it was Slim Pickens because the only
is the name of the actor.
Slim Pickens
from both Blazing Saddles and Dr. Strangelove.
How I Learned to Stop Worrying and Love the Bomb.
Yes, that ending. See, but that didn't happen in the ending though. That you found out about that about halfway through the movie.
I got a great ending.
Okay,
Rocky.
Actually, that's on this list.
Ah, well, let's see. What do you got? Number 10.
Rocky's on the list. Okay, so we have Scarface.
Okay, he died. Say hello to my little friend.
Dude, it's an epic death. It's an epic ending.
Say hello
to my little friend. Great, iconic. The Godfather. And you think about it, he never asked me about my business. And then he just closes the door slowly as she's going about her work because he's taken over the mantle of leadership.
Yes.
Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, well, I'm not going to remember.
That's where the movie starts with a guy face down in the swimming pool.
Yeah, well, it's definitely
and
like...
And she ends with, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
No, I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, it's a good one. It's a great movie.
you know, it's the same. You know, it's the same as like the Sam Spade or all those. To me, that's all the same. But you know, the same one, L.A. Confidential, is the one where the ending was like, oh.
Remind me, because I've seen.
Okay,
that
so
movie.
L.A. Confidential was
just,
with.
Just tell me the ending.
Okay, so Russell Crowe, who is the and the guy who's like the straight laced,
right,
upcoming guy. Find out that the sergeant has actually been the guy leading the drug lords, and they're all in a shootout with the actual sergeant. They end up killing him, and they actually, they hate each other, but then they actually hide it, and then they have to work together at the end.
Chinatown.
Ooh.
It's a good one where they kill the girl. And
what about Marathon Man? Is it safe? Is it safe? Is it safe?
I don't remember the ending of that.
Oh, my God, where he's drilling into the teeth of Dustin Hoffman.
That's not the end, though. That's like in the middle of the movie.
And then he kills him. Makes him swallow all the diamonds. He gets out.
But he doesn't die.
No, the other guy dies.
Right.
Laurence Olivier, because he gets the diamonds and makes him swallow all the diamonds.
Right.
And that was kills him.
Yes. I'm like, I thought you were saying.
And then he goes out for a run.
Well, that's what he did. He ran a lot. They have Carrie.
Okay, Carrie.
Because she goes bat bleep crazy and kills everybody.
Bat crazy.
I'm actually, this is in the list. I'm taking it out. But they have 2001: A Space Odyssey. I love that movie. I hate the ending because it's way too vague.
I'm sorry, Big Fuzz, that you feel that way.
It's just the big solar baby.
It's time to
looking at
terminate
Earth.
Big Fuzz.
Weird. They have
Big
Seven.
Fuzz. Oh my God. What's in the box?
Right.
Yeah, that was.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Last five.
Okay.
Casablanca.
Yeah.
It's a good ending.
Yeah,
man.
It's a good ending. I'm like,
You want shocking, scary.
I want shocking, like, or surprising.
Ending. I just like good endings, like memorable endings, and that's one of them.
Like M Night. I want M Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, but they're never scary. Citizen Kane is number four.
Oh yeah, Rosebud.
Well, yeah, where you find out Rosebud's the
sled.
The sled,
or unless you were paying attention at the beginning of the movie,
and it's burning in the fireplace. Number three, Usual Suspects.
Uh-huh.
That's too low.
Yes. I believe it's too low.
I believe it. That should be number one.
Look, it's the reason why Kevin Spacey is probably one of the most underrated actors, because he played all of us, is basically what he did in that movie. Played all of us.
Yeah.
So good.
He was great.
Yes, yeah, so good. Let me see if I can think of...
You're going to hate the second one. You're going to hate it.
Okay. Can you give me the genre?
It's noir, and it was an Orson Welles movie that is not Citizen Kane. There's only one other really well-known.
War of the Worlds.
No, that was not. He didn't do that movie. He did the radio show. It's a good movie, but it's. I don't think the ending is that great.
I honestly am lost about
the Third Man. It's a good movie. It's really.
Yeah.
Number one.
It insists on itself.
Number one.
Yeah.
It's science fiction. It insists on itself. Nice.
Okay, science fiction. Okay, so science fiction.
1960s,
and it's
it is a shocking ending. It's a
it's
surprising
a shocking ending. A shocking ending from 1960s, and it's sci-fi.
I'll even tell you what year. I think
you said 60 something. So
the late '60s.
Late '60s. So sci-fi, late '60s. That would be somewhere in around about.
It is one movie that. When you hear, you are going to be like, oh my God, that is so perfect and might be the best ending ever. Even better than Usual Suspects.
Well, there's the one that's a Soylent Green as People.
Okay, but that's not it.
Okay, there's the one
Planet
where...
Planet of the Apes.
What did you say?
Planet of the Apes.
Ding, ding,
oh,
ding.
Oh my God.
Planet of the Apes. Think about it. That's a great ending.
Yeah, that ending is really good.
Because you don't know he's on
it
Earth.
It was obvious that was the Las Vegas statue, not the real one.
Doesn't matter. You didn't know he was on Earth until the very last shot of that movie.
Oh, you did it. You finally did it. You
blew it all to hell. God damn you. All to hell.
You know, for me, you know, the most shocking ending was Titanic.
Okay. I hate that movie.
What?
I hated that movie, Titanic.
Well, I was just surprised because who knew that the boat was going to go down?
Well, we all did. And in fact, they should have started the movie when it hit the iceberg.
I saw one line, a bunch of one-liners that I learned. Like it was at a Jimmy John's.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 16 things that took me 50 years to learn.
Okay.
And one of the first one was, you know, the first one was, well, there are a lot of them, but there are 16, actually only 16. So that's a lot, you know, whatever.
Sure.
But one of them, in fact, was just remember, don't be afraid to try new things, because the Ark was built by one amateur, while the Titanic was built by a committee of experts.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Not really funny, but like,
Was Saw on that list?
Saw was not anywhere on that list.
See, I would even put that as the most shocking. I mean, the one, you know, the one where it was the where Cary Elwes had to cut his arm off.
But that was
like with Saw, that they had captured the guy. They thought they had him. They thought it was some guy that was checking out hospitals at the thing. But then you still hear the guy's voice, and then at the end, the dead body that has not moved. I mean, if you haven't seen
for the entire movie,
spoilers.
If you haven't seen Saw by now, again, it's on you guys.
Yeah.
Do you know what they didn't have on there that I'm shocked now? I was just thinking about it.
What?
The Las Vegas heist movie, the original one with the Rat Pack.
Oh, that's a great...
Ocean's 11.
That is such a good ending. Oh, and your heart breaks because they burned all that money.
No, it was hidden in the grave.
In the coffin, and they burned it.
They didn't. No, it was...
They burned it. That's the whole point of it.
There's money in the banana stand.
There was money in the grave, and they cremated him.
You know, and of course there was Ocean's 12, the new one. It was so shocking that movie was really, really terrible.
We'll be back tomorrow night. Stay tuned for the Homegrown Sports Bros. We'll be back tomorrow on Mile High Sports Radio. Good night.
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Now I've seen you in blue and I've seen you in yellow, but only you red will do for this.